campaign and our coalition is with white supremacists, right? Many with tactical backgrounds who unlawfully breached the halls of the Capitol and attempted to noose or and hang the vice president of the United States, right? You're attempting to bring that together with black and brown or a multicultural coalition who enters our city hall through metal detectors, right? Who provide and produce our vaccine cards and everything that you require, and then lift our voices in a constitutionally protected manner, right? And so we know, and we also understand the whisper campaign because it's more about a tactic of distracting, right? The strategy is to distract, the tactic is to divide. But there's something even more sinister about that folks are missing, and I think we should discuss, right? Everyone in those council chambers, once the council member, once the council president talks about this alignment to January 6th, is at risk, right? We don't have to look back far. When we looked at the FBI Black Identity Extremist report, when the FBI in 2017 was attempting to equivocate peaceful protests of Black activists with the sort of upsurge of white supremacist movement. And so for us, while some say this is just political rhetoric, folks like myself and other Black and brown organizers, it does worry us because we don't know if we're going to get a visit from the FBI. We don't know sort of the ways in which the state will come down on us for simply lifting our voices in a protective manner. And we're very well aware of this whisper campaign, and we want to make clear that there are connections and it is bigger than just their rumor mill.
Can you explain what you are calling for in Los Angeles right now?
100%. I mean, we're calling for Los Angeles right now what we've always called for. Instead of the criminalization of the houseless community, we are calling for housing preservation. We are calling for housing development at area medians that actually impact those on the ground. Like your first caller was, what she was saying was absolutely apparent, is absolutely apparent in Los Angeles. The rent is too high, right? We are calling for city-owned and government-owned properties to be turned back over to community trust, and for those buildings and that land to be converted into housing for houseless people. We are calling for leadership that recognizes houselessness is a byproduct of a failed housing system or a lack of housing policy and poverty, right? And so we are calling for leadership that can produce a plan and implement. In Los Angeles, it continues to be a vicious cycle. And at the end of the day, police are always called to solve the crisis or to remove those who would dare oppose the criminalization of poverty. I will just say this, this is not new. In 2010, the LAPD stormed council chambers where myself and 300 other seniors, children, and tenants were there for over 5 hours waiting to testify on a policy that made better tenant protections. After 5 hours, they attempted to clear the room, police with billy clubs, with riot gear in the same ways that you saw storm the crowd, beat and tased members. One of my members, a senior citizen,
we
had
have
a toe
15 seconds,
amputated. Yes. So this is not new in Los Angeles. And what we're calling for is housing for all, housing that's affordable at the lowest levels of affordability.
And it'll be very interesting to follow your mayoral race in Los Angeles, where you have the Democratic Congresswoman Karen Bass versus the billionaire real estate developer Rick Caruso. So that is coming up in November. Pete White, founder and executive director of Los Angeles Community Action Network, or LA CAN. That does it for our show. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Mando Richards, and for about the next 2 hours, we've got a mixture of music that I know you will enjoy. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, like we always do, and we'll close down on the gospel side of the family, and in between, we'll have a whole lot of fun. Let's get things started with a new single from Dan Knight. Hope you enjoy it.
They say this place will be the death of me.
Powder and paint, then her peroxide and bleach.
about her. Oh, if she acts that way, it's 'cause you've had your day. Don't put her down, you help put her there. She hangs around playing the clown while her soul is aching inside. Oh, she's heartbreak's child. She just lives for your smile to build her up in a world made by me. There's more to her than powder and paint, than her peroxide and bleached out hair. Oh, if she acts that way, it's 'cause you've had your day. Don't put her down, you help put her and you pay for her love, her body, and her shame. Then you call yourself a man and say you just don't understand how a woman can turn out that way. There's more than powder and paint, than the men she picks up at the bar. Oh, she acts that way, it's 'cause you've had your day. Don't put her down, you help put her down. And if she acts that way, had your day, don't put her down, you help put her there.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Good evening, friends. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandolin Richard. No, it's Mando Richard, isn't it?
For sure.
Cut! I don't do well under pressure, people! Give him a quart. Hello, friends. Brian Oberlin here. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, the finest name in all the mandolin business.
Good. I met her at the front door. She was on her way out. Wouldn't say where she was going, but it's pretty clear now. She had that blue Silverado packed. No, she ain't coming back now. Three sheets to the wind. Back on my own again. You'd think
like that. What's done is done, that's that. So here I sit, half past a glass of caring, and three sheets to the wind. She's not the first, and maybe not the last, to go and break this old boy's heart and leave him with a past. But I found a short-term solution. Comes in a bottle, and that's what I'm using. And three sheets to the wind, back on my own again. You'd think by now that I'd learn that when a girl leaves you looking like that, what's done is done, and that's that. So here I sit, half past a glass of caring, three sheets to the wind. Glass of caring and three sheets to the wind.
I was drunk all Saturday night, I'm drunk all Sunday morning. I was drunk all Saturday, now I'm drunk all Sunday morning. Preacher thought I had good religion, but the whiskey had me moaning and groaning. Pat said, come on up and fall on bended knee. I don't wanna come up there. Pat said, come on up and fall on bended knee. First thing I said was, Lord, have mercy on me. Heard a brother in the back say just how you feel. Heard a brother in the back say just how you feel. I said, good God in heaven knows that I sure love will. I said, Pastor, oh, Pastor, don't let me catch you with my wife again. I said, Pastor, oh, Pastor, don't let me catch you with my wife again. And what the first lady do when you leave home is a low-down, dirty sin. I said, Deacon Jones, your daughter really is mine. I don't believe that. I said, Deacon Jones, your daughter really is mine. Well, tell me something about her since she is. She probably brown skin complexion, and she should be just about nine. I said, Mother Thelma, you sure can't cook. I said, Mother Thelma, you sure can't cook. And I'm gonna raise hell if another roach bite me out your pocketbook. And the usher said, I believe you better go. I ain't going nowhere. And the usher said, I believe you better go. Pull up to church the next Sunday, and nobody answered the door.
You are listening to the Crittenden Hollow String Band. Play Little Billy Wilson. I'll tell you about the liquored up set of music with which we opened up Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the show, we heard a new single from a country singer named Dan Knight. I pray there's a honky-tonk in heaven. And then we kept on the country side of the family with Courtney Granger, late Courtney Granger, doing the Hazel Dickens song, Don't Put Her Down, You Help Put Her There. That was from Courtney Granger's record Beneath Still Waters that came out, 2016, so about 5 years before he passed away. Then we stayed on the country side of the family with a young man from Eastern Washington State, Zach Topp, doing Three Sheets to the Wind. That was a single he put out in 2021. And the last thing on the set was from the blues side of the family, Jontavious Willis doing Drunk Sunday from his 2017 record, Blue Metamorphosis. So I had a look at my list here. It looks like the next thing up is also from the blues side of the family. Matter of fact, we got a whole set of blues for you. It's going to start off with John Shane. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Inside that thing called love that money cannot buy, make you sad, make you glad, will even drive your mama mad. That thing called love is such a funny feeling. Thing called love will set your brain a reeling when you're alone and feeling blue. You think about someone who don't care for you. Nobody knows what that thing called love will do.
called love will make you sick inside. That thing called love that money cannot buy, make you sad, will make you glad, will even drive your poor mama mad. That thing called love has such a funny feeling. Thing called love will set your brain a-reeling when you're alone and feeling blue. You think about someone who don't care for you. There's nobody knows what that thing called love will do.
I'm not ready to go. I got good works cooking, recipes I want to know. So keep me down here, Lord, 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 keep me down here, Lord. Don't take me to heaven yet, I ain't ready for those wings. I don't want to go to heaven yet, I'm not ready to leave. Go to heaven, I'm not ready to leave. I got too many songs, yeah, I wanna sing. So keep me down here, Lord, 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 keep me down here. Take me to heaven yet, I ain't ready for those wings. I don't want to go to heaven, I'm not ready to leave. Still got some living inside me. So keep me down here, Lord, 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 keep me down. Keep me down here, Lord.
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 Yeah, don't take me to heaven yet. I ain't ready for those wings. So keep me down here, Lord. Keep me down here, Lord. Keep me down here, Lord. Keep me down here, Lord.
Because I'm setting off. freight yard just to meet a freight train. I'm gonna leave this town where this done got too hard. But now she gone, and I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world. One summer day, she went away. She gone and left me. She gonna stay, but now she gone, and I don't worry, because I'm sitting on top of the world.
While you listen to Daniel Ullum from a new record he just put out called the Swannanoa Sessions, him and his pals are playing that old fiddle tune, Wild Hog in the Woods. Anyway, while you're listening to Wild Hog in the Woods, let me tell you about that set of music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. It was a set of blues. We began with John Shane doing That Thing Called Love, written by Perry Bradford, but published by W.C. Handy, so it fit into John Shane's 2017 record, Getting Handy with the Blues, a tribute to W.C. Handy. Then we hear from Bessie Smith herself doing another W.C. Handy song, The St. Louis Blues. That's from the late 1920s, I do believe. Next up, Kelly Zervis and her band, Kelly's Lot, give us Heaven from their record Where and When, which came out in 2021. And the last thing on the set was a classic, with Howlin' Wolf. That's from the London Howlin' Wolf Sessions that came out in 1971, and his band there was Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Bill Wyman, and Charlie Watts. Pretty cool stuff, huh? After that set of blues, I'm in the mood for another theme set. This next set's going to be all about coal. Phyllis Wayans is up first.
Before daylight, past has darkened my home. But now that we're old, you're turning your back. Where else can an old miner go? It's a lonely block and it's big leather. Away my hospital car, so why don't you leave this old town? Well, we ain't downtown for to hang around. Maybe it ain't so bad, but when you get home, they'll meet you at the door. What did you bring me, Dad?
It's as dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. I never will forget one time when I was on a little visit down home in Ebenezer, Kentucky. I was talking to an old man that had known me ever since the day I was born and an old friend of the family. He says, "Son, you don't know how lucky you are to have a nice job like you've got and don't have to dig out a living from under these old hills and hollers like me and your pappy used to." When I ask him why he never had left and tried some other kind of work, he says, "No, sir, you just won't do that. If ever you get this old coal dust in your blood, you're just going to be a plain old coal miner as long as you live." He went on to say it's a habit, sort of like chewing tobacco.
Come and listen, you fellers, so young and so fine, and seek not your fortune in the dark, dreary mines. It will form as a habit and seep in your soul till the stream of your blood is as black as the coal. It's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where danger is double and pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine. It's a many a man I've seen in my day who lived just to labor his whole life away, like a fiend with his dope and a drunkard his wine. A man will have lust for the lure of the mines. I hope when I'm gone and the ages shall roll, my body will blacken and turn into coal. Then I'll look from the door of my heavenly home and pity the miner a dig in my bones, where it's dark as a dungeon and damp as the dew, where the danger is double and the pleasures are few, where the rain never falls and the sun never shines. It's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
am a coal miner's daughter, proud as the mountain top pines, living in a body that has never been brought low by entering the mouth of a black rock that burned away the dark and the cold. All those years of grubbing on his hands and knees, all those days of drinking dust, all those nights of feeling like he God to pray to when the cave-in showed up on the evening news. Does the one above have jurisdiction where they go, or is there one below I should be talking to? My prayers don't go past the ceiling. That's what the man at the church house tells me. Unless I let him bury me and bring me back up dead, I guess with mine and men, God hears everything.
Just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue pure perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. Oh, but I'm gonna kneel and pray every day lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'll take her out.
What you're listening to right now is a brand new band with a brand new record out. They call themselves Tall Poppy String Band, and they're doing a really cool version of that old tune, The Cuckoo. Now, let me tell you about that coal set of music you just heard here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, Phyllis Boyens gave us Blue Diamond Mines, and I played that from a compilation which came out in about 1997 called Coal Mine and Women. Then you heard from Merle Travis and the original version of Dark as a Dungeon that appeared on an album of 78s back in the late 1940s. Then Tiffany Williams gave you the title track from her brand new record, All Those Days of Drinking Dust. Probably a truer story of the coal miner's daughter, eh? Then, what did we hear? We heard Johnny Cash, didn't we? Yeah, Johnny Cash. Doing a B.J. Shaver song, Billy Joe Shaver song. I'm just an old chunk of coal. I'll be a diamond someday, yeah. I'm just an old chunk of coal, recorded live when Johnny Cash appeared at the Exit Inn in Nashville, Tennessee in December of 1979. Coming up next is Aaron Bibblehauser doing a song from Shakespeare's As You Like It, but he put it out on a record called As Y'all Like It, Songs from the Kentucky Shakespeare Project. I sure hope you enjoy it.
merry note unto the sweet bird throat. Come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather. Loves to live by the sun, seeking the food he eats and pleased with what he gets. Come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather. If it do come to pass that any man turn out, leaving his wealth in ease, stubborn will to please. You dummy, you dummy. Here shall he see, gross fools is he. And if he will come to me,
on the studio is implacable. It says it's almost time for a station break. What you're listening to right now are the Lovestruck Balladeers doing Scott Joplin's Gladiolus Rag. And that's what you'll listen to while I tell you about the previous song you heard and get you all set up for the station break. Before this, you heard songs from the 16th and 17th centuries. You never heard them before. From Aaron Bibelhauser's record, As Y'all Like It, which included Michael Cleveland on the fiddle and mandolin and Chris Douglas on the upright bass. And Aaron played all the other instruments and did the singing. And we heard Under the Greenwood Tree. And this was a production that Aaron Bibelhauser did along with the Kentucky Shakespeare outfit down there in Louisville. Wasn't that fun? Okay. It is almost time for our station break, but we'll be back with more great music.
You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. We're going to start the second half of Whiskey Before Breakfast off with a new song from Loudon Wainwright III. It's from his new record, Lifetime Achievement, and it's about a poor dog who's confused about the custody battle that's going on about him.
He lives on the east side now, she's on the west. The park is in between them, and I guess it's for the best. They're in no man's land, I can get me a walk. When they meet in the middle, to hand me off. I got a big bark, but not much of a bite. At the foot of her bed, I sleep there through the night. She pets me and spoils me, calls me her little boy. And each and every Christmas time, I get a new squeaky toy. But when I stay with him, we're both at a loss. Cause he gets kinda alpha, acting like he's the boss. He and I used to wrestle back when I was just a pup. But we're older and slower now, we gave that all up. I never did figure out who was in the wrong. All that crying and yelling went on way too long. Everything changes, I suppose that was it. But they both seem so sad since the day they split. I'm in the middle here in no man's land. I'm hoping for a truce. It's hard to understand why all this had to happen. It don't even seem real. Why don't they just lick, make up? What's the big deal? I never won a ribbon. I'm no best in show. I'm just a dumb mutt. And what the hell do I know? Except the day that they got me sure was a great day. And they'd get back together if I had my way. They would lick and make up if I had my way.
Daddy, Ryan, and Mama have to leave. I couldn't bring myself to tell him what she did. And it hurt me to